Welcome back, Renegades, Men of Faith and Fortitude. This is Preacher Joe. And today, on this beautiful day, we're going straight into the fire with a message that needs to be heard in these last days. Let me ask you something.
Good to go.
How long do you think God's patience is going to hold back his judgment? How long do you think that we can spit on the cross, laugh at the blood, and mock the truth before the trumpet sounds? Today, we're going to be cracking open 2 Peter chapter 3, a chapter that pulls no punches and speaks directly into the chaos that we are living in. So buckle up, because this is not your grandma's Easter service. See, last time we were talking about the mark of the beast, how systems are being put into place right now to track, control, and condition the masses for the Antichrist. But today, we shift from the beast to the blessed hope, the return of our King, Jesus Christ. And Peter, he saw this coming. It wasn't writing about some feel-good letter. He was sounding an alarm to believers who were already getting tired, already questioning the delay, already surrounded by doubters. And brothers, it's no different today. The world is still mocking, but the word is still true. Let me ask you this. How many people do you know who used to be on fire for God, but now mock the very faith that they once preached? You think that's new? You think Peter didn't deal with that? We're gonna walk line by line through this chapter, and I promise you it is gonna confront you, correct you, and if you are ready, it will commission you. The scoffers were there then, and they're louder now. See, but God's voice is louder still. Now, before we dive into this, I want you to do me a solid, would you? I want you to hit that like and subscribe button for me. I want you to drop a comment and let me know, have you ever had someone mock your faith? What did you say? How did you respond? And if you're new here, check out my book, Men of Faith and Fortitude, Redefining Masculinity in Christ. It's raw. It's real. It's for men like you who are tired of playing church and ready to start walking in truth. Grab your copy today at Barnes & Noble or Amazon. Links down in the description. Good to go. Now, check this out. For this, they willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and into the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto the fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 5 to 7. See, Peter's clear. They choose to ignore the truth. They're not victims of deception. They're participants in it. And let me say this loud and clear, especially for the ones hiding behind the pulpits. Too many churches have gone from altars of repentance to stages of performance. We got lights, fog machines, skinny jeans, and TED Talks, but no fire, no fear of God, and no truth about the judgment to come. When is the last time that you heard a sermon about hell, about sin, about the wrath? You won't hear it in most pulpits today because it makes people uncomfortable and doesn't fit their brand. Let me tell you this, preacher. God did not call you to be marketable. He called you to be obedient. Jesus Christ himself did not shy away from talking about judgment. He warned us repeatedly. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Matthew 7, 21 and 23. Let that sink in. They called him Lord, but he still cast them out. Why? Because they were lawless. Jesus also said, fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy the both soul and body in hell. Matthew 10, 28. You want to talk about fear? Jesus said, fear God. Fear the one who will judge you eternally, not the one who might cancel you on social media. Let's go even deeper. Jesus himself said, so shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 13, 49 to 50. Where's that preaching today, folks? You think Jesus came just to make people feel better about themselves? He came to save souls from the flames. He came to die in your place so that you do not have to burn in the place prepared for the devil and his angels. But now we got pastors who pander, not prophets who preach. We got hirelings behind pulpits, paid entertainers more concerned about with optics than obedience. Let me remind every man listening, you are not responsible for what your preacher refuses to say. You are responsible for what you do with the truth once you hear it. God's judgment is coming, and Peter says the same word that spoke the universe into existence is the same word reserving this world for fire. Verses 8 to 9. See, God's patience is not weakness, folks. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, and some men count slackness, but is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:8-9. So listen up, folks. God is not slow. God is strategic. He is not late. He's long-suffering. He is giving this wicked world time, not because he's indecisive, but because he's merciful. But too many preachers today twist his mercy into permission. They confuse patience with passivity. They preach grace with no grit, mercy with no mandate, and love with no lordship. Let me be clear. God wants all to come to repentance, but that word repentance means something. It's not lip service. It is life changing. Jesus said, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Luke 13:3. That is not Old Testament fire and brimstone. That is red letter Jesus Christ himself talking. So no, God's not dragging his feet, folks. He is giving this generation one last chance. And I do not know who needs to hear this, but you do not want to run out of time. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. 2 Peter 3:10. This is not symbolic. This ain't no metaphor. This is straight up prophecy. There is a real day at a real hour when Jesus Christ will return, not as a lion this time, but as a lion. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Revelation 19:11. When he comes back, he is not coming for discussion. He's coming for dominion. He is not coming to negotiate. He's coming to reign. So I got to ask you this. What are you building your life on? Because Peter says it's all going to burn. The degrees, the cars, the accolades, the brands, everything not built on Christ is flammable. You need to start living with the urgency, folks. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, with what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of the Lord of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot or blameless. 2 Peter 3:11-14. See, Peter's asking, if you know this world is going up in smoke, how should you live? The answer, holy, set apart, blameless, vigilant, diligent. We are not waiting like cowards hiding in bunkers, folks. We are watching like warriors sharpening our swords. Jesus said, blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. Luke 12:37. Let me put it plain, folks. This is not the time to play church. This is the time to be the church. Not lukewarm, not lazy, not laced in compromise. And account that the long suffering of our Lord in salvation is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. 2 Peter 3:15-16. So you ever hear someone twist Paul's words to justify sin? Come on, folks. See, grace covers it all, bro. Where sin abounds, grace abounds more. Yeah, but Paul also said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Romans 6:1-2. Let me say it like this, folks. If your gospel gives you an excuse to stay in sin, it is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Peter warns that twisting the scriptures leads to destruction, not confusion, not discomfort, destruction. Now, here's the deal, folks. want you to listen to this very closely. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. 2 Peter 3:17-18. See, Peter ends with two commands, folks. First command, beware, because even those who were once strong can fall if they start following the wicked. And the second, grow in grace, in knowledge, in Christ. Not grow in fame, not grow in comfort, grow in him. If this shook you up, good. That means you still got a pulse. Now go do something with it, folks. I want you to share this with a brother who needs to hear it. Drop a comment. Are you ready for the return of Christ? Let me hear from the men of faith and fortitude out there. And again, if you haven't already, grab my book and dig deeper, okay? Links down in the description. Good to go? Now, I'm going to leave you with this. I know this is the part you guys are always looking forward to, the full throttle moment. I'm going to leave you with this. Good to go? The resurrection was not the end of the story. It was the beginning of the countdown. Jesus got up, and he's coming back. And when he does, the time for debate will be over. There will be no safe space, no retake, no second chance. So I say this to every warrior of faith out there. Stand firm, live holy, speak truth, and be ready. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. Semper Fi, and God bless you.
They thought I was lost. They thought I was done. Didn't know I was just getting started, homie. This ain't about religion, this is redemption. This ain't about a Sunday service, this is warfare. Ain't riding for the world no more. I'm an outlaw for Christ. Used to run these streets with a heart of stone. Whiskey in my veins, pistol tuck, riding alone. Thought I had power, thought I was free. Didn't realize I was chained to the beast. Took hits, took shots, lost too many homies. Raised in the war, learned to trust no one but the 40. But when I looked death right in the face, I heard the voice of God say, this ain't your place. He took my sins, burned them in the flame. Now my past is gone, only Christ remains. Outlaw for Christ, I ride with the King. Born in the fire, forged in the wind. No chains hold me, no grave gonna win. I'm an outlaw for Christ, this is where it begins. Soft cause I pray, don't get it twisted. Still got the heart of a soldier, still relentless. They say I changed, but I still fight. Only difference is I fight for the light. Armor of God strapped tight on my chest. Sword of the spirit, no fear, no rest. Been through hell, walked through the flames. But Jesus is the name that broke my chains. I ain't looking back, the past is dead. If you're riding for the kingdom, let's tear up the tread. King, born in the fire, forged in the ring. No chains hold me, no grave gonna win. I'm an outlaw for Christ, this is where it begins. You hear me, homie? This world don't want warriors like us. They want men broken, silent, weak. But God don't call weak men, he calls outlaws. He calls men like us to stand up, to lead, to fight, to never back down. If you're riding for Christ, then stand your ground. Outlaw for Christ, I ride with the King. Born in the fire, forged in the ring. No chains hold me, no grave gonna win. I'm an outlaw for Christ, this is where it begins. Christ, then be ready to fight. Be ready to stand when the world tells you to bow. Be ready to ride when the battle gets heavy. Cause in this war, only the real ones